everybody, and welcome to King's House One in Glendale. Glad to see you. Big crowd here. Did you stand? Did you stand because of that song? Well, that's quite a song. More truth in it than there. I'll tell you the truth about it, Ron. Some of those preachers didn't beat me out of my fun that I had through my life. Yeah. Well, you're a happy-looking group, I'll tell you. This place is full. The rest of people can't get in. Yeah. In the second chapter of Ephesians, about the 8th verse, says, by grace ye are saved through faith. So it's by grace we are being saved through faith. That's not of ourselves, but it is a gift of God. I'll say that again. I like that scripture. By faith. No, through grace, we are being saved by faith. You say it with me. Through grace, we are being saved by faith. Thank God for that. Well, I was glad to see everybody stand this morning in this congregation. My goodness, I've been around here a long time to walk up here and have you stand. I thought you were standing for a song, that's all I'm singing, but it must have been you were glad to see me back here this morning. Yeah. Now, before we sing this new song, I must say this scripture again. By grace we are being saved by faith. Through grace we are being saved by faith. Hey, Mo, let's sing number 206. I like this. This will fit in with this. You know, it's been about the time that people begin to think about the crucifixion of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus. And I think it'd be good we sing this song, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. Through grace we are being saved by faith. You got that memorized?
Yes, sir.
That's Ephesians 2:8, I believe, isn't it? In your Bible? All right. You hold it up when you get home. Okay.
Thank you.
Let's turn to 4:6-5 in your hymn book. Here's another beautiful old song we all love. At Calvary. Turn to number 89 in the hymn books. Glory to His name. God has given His Son a name which is above every name, and at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow to things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Glory to His name. Amen.
Amen.
Forgot that scripture verse yet? By His grace we are being saved through faith. That not of ourselves, it is a gift of God. All right, He set me free. Now, 263. Welcome to our service today, and you listening on the radio, we welcome you. Oh, yes, I heard from Palm Springs since last Sunday, you know. The Brothers Body Shop in Palm Springs, well, they called. They just wanted us to know that they was glad we mentioned, you know, something on the telephone. So the rest of you people that's watching on the dishes and on the TV, well, hello to you and welcome to our service today. And we'll see you down next Sunday down in that big service in the central part of Los Angeles. Where is that? Swine Auditorium. Yeah. All right. So all the people from around Palm Springs and all the towns that can drive to
The Swine Auditorium next Sunday morning. Be there. You've heard that a lot of times, haven't you? Be there. All right, he set me free. That's the part where I'm glory bound. Yeah, let's see you put your fist up like that if you want to. I'm glory bound. Anything gets in my way, you go to get it. He sat next to me. The second verse says, I'm climbing higher each day. You feel a little closer this Sunday than you did last Sunday? Well, I think from the looks of the crowd, I think we're moving onward, upward. Now, keep this up. 7,000 and more down at the Swine next Sunday. How that? Okay. Second verse. Sleep last night? This morning? Did you have any sleep last night? Who are coming on the plane? Well, you had supper in Dallas and breakfast on the way back home, huh? Okay. We're going to sing. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. That goes along with the rest of our songs.
That's more like it. In fact, that looks pretty good. It looks real good. I just want my crew to know that I decided this morning I'm going to hit George Mueller when I get to heaven, too. You can see they gave me a Texas Twister hat. I was going to not be live today on air. I made that decision. But then I heard all the bad news about our equipment and airplanes and crew, and I said, we're going to kick the devil. Yeah. and crew, we can do it. I called and they told me that American Airlines, make sure you hear it's American Airlines. American Airlines. Trouble here because I'm not sure that it's an airline. Now, which airline was it that bumped our equipment going out? Can some engineer tell me? Delta Airline. Delta Airlines, D-E-L-T-A, Delta Airlines, bumped our equipment going out, separated the baggage, and though my crew had worked hard to get in there, I can't even see anything with this. I guess you're supposed to be riding a horse, so you're always looking down. Delta Airlines. I mean, be sure that if you have to go to New York via London, don't go America. Don't go Delta. I really want to give them a lot of free negative advertising. You know, we experiment and find which airlines are under the control of Satan. And who wants to fly at 36,000 feet under the control of Satan? Delta and American. American and Delta. Two different airlines. Equally bad. Delta bumped our equipment going in. My guys had fought like everything to get in so we could set up the banquet properly. What in the world's that? Delta. An American, you know, like a duck hog squealing. At 2 a.m, no equipment. Finally, it came in on a later flight. My guys had to work all night, Friday night, thanks to Delta. Did we get an adjustment in price? No. They charge you the same for inefficiency as other lines do for efficiency. Delta. Don't fly Delta. Now, a written apology from management and some concessions, like a tithe on the airline, maybe. Could make me think there's hope for the future, but the present and the past are the pits. Now, this morning, I find out that they bumped our equipment off American, and my chief engineer and others on my staff were up all night last night trying to find where the equipment was, and it was still sitting on the dock in Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. America. If there's anything I hate, it's people that run around with a false alias. I'm an American. I don't like anyone calling themselves American that can't perform. Shouldn't rename that airline Anti-American. You say you judge a whole airline by what they do to you? I sure as hell do. If they don't know how to treat me when I can tell the whole world what they do, what do you think they do to the poor people that don't have a place to tell it? Anti-American. Write a song about American and Delta, will you? And have it be a little prelude to Go to Hell. So I found out that we opened today without the necessary, not only my staff stay up, but without the necessary sound equipment to enable us to put the bass and the guitar over the air. No mini cams. That's another story. Joe, the chief engineer, and Jerry, their ticket said $850 from Dallas. Well, Joe always cuts it thin. So I put a little blame there. But $850 is $850, isn't it? Their ticket said $850, and the plane left at $840. Now, that could be the blame of whomever wrote the ticket. When I find that out, I'll make them famous, too. But they were carrying the minicams or some of the equipment and were standing there being notified that the plane left already. Isn't this a marvelous tale of woe? That's when I started getting mad. And I'm just mad in general. Up to then, I'd been mad at two airlines. Then I just got mad in general. Went out and barked at my dog. And said, "Damn you, growl at trees. Just start growling." And I decided we would go live, equipment or no. Well, when I... just to prove we could. And when I got here, Mike was meeting me out there with a smile on his face, and he said, your regular Mike has arrived, and we've got a minicam here, and I can follow you in with it. And I think, yeah, there he is. And we've got the guitar and the bass wired now to where it can be heard over the air. So we kicked the devil, and then when I got here, you're all here, and that makes me feel real good that I went ahead and played it for the shut-ins. Nice job. Now, you may say, are you satisfied now with this crowd? And the answer is no. And neither should you be. We're not satisfied until each person makes it their personal... What's the matter with that camera? What camera's taking my picture right now? Huh? Who? There's a Fumicon tube going out of that one. It's all red. Looks like red sandstone desert when that one turns on. Fix your Fumicons, Joe. But we're working. We're getting it done. I'm not satisfied with the crowd, and neither should you be, though I'm happier than I was last Sunday. I'm not satisfied, you shouldn't be, until each and every one of you make it your personal goal to drive here and come every Sunday unless you get here before 10:30, you have to turn around because the lines outside are too long to get in. Now that has to be the goal for us to make it. Nobody in the city of Glendale, mayor and the police department go by, they don't know how many are in here. Well, they see a lot of cars, but they think that maybe there's a big funeral over at Forest Lawn. Until they see the lines around this church, the testimony isn't made. And next Sunday, we got to fill 7,000 seats, and it's not the swine, it's the shrine. It rubbed off. There's an in-house joke that the engineers, to keep their sanity working, do. They always talk about it's going to the swine, pigging out. And my dad picked up on it. It's the shrine. Not the swine, the shrine. My dad's not to blame. It's those engineers. Their joke backfired on them. Going to the pigs. Next Sunday, we got to have 7,000 at the shrine. Now, I hear inside from, and this is where the joke came from the management and people who work at the shrine, that there are some people in the name of God who go there and turn it into a pig wallow, and that's where the inside joke came from, throwing milk cartons of holy water out into the audience. Another one goes there and spikes the audience for his offering. And that old hard-drinking friend of mine that observed this watched him give out $100 bills to a select number so they could spike the audience with them scattered around. So when he said, "How many are going to give $100? The spikers would get up first with $100 he had pre-given them and run up there to a big old cardboard box with some heavily armed thugs looking down on it. They like us at the shrine, and we've made an impression for God, which is one of dignity and class. And all we got to do is fill it until they know that we outnumber the swine who go to the shrine. Can you do it with me? Offering time. For our youth.
Around you, that you are my Christian. still. Do you have a mind to kill? Or it's self-preservation, your decision. Each and every day. When they pass the offering plate, do you ever hesitate and renew the bill for what you want to pay? The old faith that you gave, take it with you. Isn't true once you understand. Compounded in glory with dividends award to the wise-doing man. All you have is on a loan. There's no need to cry and moan if on judgment day you end up poor and dirt. When you rob the storehouse meat, don't expect God to be sweet.
Keep this one on for a minute, Peter. The moral of that story, that litany of woe, is